Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.
Today's story is dedicated to Moshe Zelig and Rachel Devora. May you have a refuah shleima.
Once upon a time, the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, was taking a trip with his father, who was at that time the Rebbe, the fifth Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab, Sholem Baer of Lubavitch. And they were traveling to their vacation home in Serebrenica. As they were driving in the wagon, led by horses, they could see two people who had been walking, but they were now sitting down at the side of the road. As we came closer, the previous Rebbe writes, I recognized they were Chassidim, Reb Peretz and Reb Menachem Mendel. They were Melamdim, the Tana Bashankovich. I pointed it out to my father, and he instructed the wagon driver to slow down and drive very close to where they were sitting. As we passed them, we saw something very beautiful. They were sitting under a shady tree. They had taken off their jackets, hats, and shoes, put down their walking sticks in the hot sun, and Reb Menachem Mendel was sitting, leaning on his elbows, and his elbows were supported by his thighs. He was sitting on the ground. He was listening to Reb Peretz. Reb Peretz's eyes were also closed, and he was repeating by heart, "I maimer of Chassidus," that is, Torah insights. And like any scholar when he's learning Torah, he was explaining and sometimes moving his fingers or his thumb or his hand this way or that way to emphasize this or that point. My father instructed the driver to stop for a few minutes. The Chassidim didn't notice us, and we watched. When we continued onwards, previous Rebbe writes, my father told me they were reviewing a certain maimer, a certain insight in Chassidus, a certain dissertation, which he had delivered on the second day of Shavuos, some time ago. Now, the sight of these two Chassidus, Melamdim, apparently made a very strong impression on my father. These teachers, they were teachers by the teachers of children. And as we passed the next town of Rodnya, he said to me as follows. My father, the Rebbe, said, 5,660 years, 9 months, 13 days, 15 hours, and so and so many minutes. That little plot of land that they had been sitting on, learning Torah, had been waiting. That plot of land had been waiting all that time, those thousands of years, for Peretz and Mendel to come along and share words of Torah together on that piece of land. By doing this, they fulfilled the will of Hashem. Hashem's will was that Torah should be learned on that piece of land. And so the land was, so to speak, waiting for that to happen. It's very hard to describe the great pleasure which Hashem has, or to describe the envy of the Malachim above, the angels, of these Bashankovich and Melamdim, of these Melamdim from this town of Bashankovich. In fact, the Rebbeim in Gan Eden are now rejoicing with such grandchildren. Such Melamdim, the Rebbe continued, are the true lights of Yiddish homes. They are like the Avraham Avinu of every generation who bring godliness into the Jewish home. And in fact, the Mittler Rebbe, who was the second Chabad Rebbe, would show more affection to the Melamdim than he would even to the Rabbanim. And he would say it's the Melamdim who turn Yiddin into vessels to absorb godliness. So we see here the tremendous value of Yidden who are dedicated to Torah, whether they're Balamdim who have the schus to teach Torah to children, or whether they're Balabatim or they're Rabbanim. When we are sincere in our learning and our teaching of Torah, we are bringing light into homes, into villages, into the street, into the base medrash. wherever it is, we're bringing godliness. And this certainly brings much closer the Geula. Let us all try to strengthen ourselves as it's now after Chamisha Asar B'Av. It's now in the second half of the month of Av, in which we are preparing for the new year, and now that the nights are getting longer, then it's truly time to learn more Torah, and this certainly will bring the Geula quicker. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.